Just enough time to fit in some of your calls. Earlier this week, we heard from Mel Campbell. She's written a book called Out of Shape, Debunking Myths About Fashion and Fit. Says it all, really. And here's what some of you had to say.
I was calling about the style and fit issue, and I'm an American, but I've lived in northern New South Wales for 14 years. What I do is I don't bother with new clothes. I go and buy things out of the op shops. They seem to fit. You get to try them on, and they're not dictated by the slightly weird body style that is today's 16-year-olds. The trousers I find are too big around the middle and too skinny in the legs. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Hello. I think you need to take into account that clothes are very cheap. They're produced very cheaply. It means that they make them very roughly. In the olden days, people had dressmakers or they made their own clothes, and you would work around the clothes that didn't fit. So it's all a matter of hunting and gathering. You go out, you find the bit that fits, and you mix it with something else that you might have had made for you that fits. It's just the way of the world now.
Sizing and shopping for clothes that I'm going to expect will fit me is now a completely irrelevant waste of time. I can be anything from a 10 or 12 to a triple extra large, and my bra size, most recently, after thinking I was 12D or something ages ago, now it's apparently 8GG. There are a couple of specialist stockers that sometimes have something that I like, but as far as all my general clothes go, I've gone to, I like a uniform almost, because that's the, and I get things made or I alter old things so that they can fit me now, and I'd rather spend my time and money on the recycling or starting from scratch. Go to the op shops. Okay, fine.
I so relate to that call, as I do to the whole question of where our clothes come from. I had a really interesting conversation last night with a Bangladeshi taxi driver, and we were talking about the whole fashion industry and the impact on Bangladeshis. He's been in Australia for a few years, but it was a really lively conversation, a good one. So thank you for those calls. 02 833 1430 is our listener feedback line, and you can get in touch in all the usual ways as well. Next on Life Matters, our talk back. Well, you might remember about a week or so ago, we looked at friendships and when they become fractured and the kind of deep grief that can come from that, which got us thinking about the nature of friendship more broadly. And we really wanted to extend the conversation into a talk back. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to dissect, well, we're going to get you to help us dissect your friendships, when they work best, when they really don't work, when you get dumped, the impact of that. So get in touch. It's after 9. Natasha Mitchell saying bye for now. Thanks so much for your company. Stay with RN.